Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 9th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 6.5 cents, closing at 437.25. November beans up 6.5 cents, closing at 904.25. And September wheat down 8.25 cents, closing at 502.75. Corn and wheat under pressure here today. The wheat under pressure is Egypt bought 240,000 metric tons of Romanian and Ukrainian wheat, leaving the U.S. out in the cold. The dollar was a little firmer, back over 97 cents, so that certainly didn't help. But I think more than anything was the harvest pressure in the wheat. Corn's down on what they claim to be improving weather forecasts. I don't really see it. It looks like we're going to get some scattered rains tomorrow night, maybe a few little scattered showers tonight, but not much, and it still looks pretty dry to me out here. I think when it's all said and done, everybody's looking for a bearish WASDE report with, you know, corn acres at 90, 91 million, somewhere in that range. I think they're wrong. I think we're going to see the USDA make some changes on this report. It's not totally unprecedented, and I think we could see it this time. Longer term, I think the corn still looks good. I'm disappointed that we closed under Friday's close out here, but the beans, it's the second day we've closed above it, so I think that's positive. So it's a little bit of a wash. The fund's obviously getting out of what they've been long, which is corn and wheat, and trying to cover some of what they've been short, which is beans and bean oil and the meal. So the bean number, I think, is going to be friendly on Thursday. The wheat, I think, is going to have trouble rallying. If the corn and beans rally, the wheat will try to rally, but I think the pros will sell a rally looking for more harvest pressure. We're only 47% harvested. If we get to 75%, then I think we'll see the harvest pressure backing off. For farmers out there who haven't sold anything, there's a variety of cheap ways to buy some puts to protect the downside through this report in case it is bearish. You don't need to spend a lot of money. They've worked well in the past, and you might want to think about that. Give us a call if you need a hand with that. The beans, I like the way the beans acted here, made new highs on the close. They were under pressure most of the day, and then we turned around and moved this thing higher. Market looks pretty strong to me. If you think the weather is good for the corn, you got to think it's good for the beans. So something's amiss here. I think both are in trouble. I think corn, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, eastern Iowa, eastern South Dakota, it's a mess. And ultimately, they can play whatever numbers they want with yield in acres, but until we know what the real acres are and then start applying yields to what's left, then we'll know where we stand out here. But I think longer term, you know, I think by, you know, September 1st, we're going to see these markets significantly higher than they are now. But in the meantime, you got to protect the downside if you're a risk manager. So we're buying some cheap puts to do that. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.